Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning podcast at Lighthouse. I'm Pastor Ron, and I'm so blessed that you're taking time out of your day to spend it with us. And so we're going to pray, and then we're going to jump right into Proverbs chapter 22, which I've titled, What God Wants for You. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your unending love. You never stop loving us. Lord, you displayed your faithfulness in the midst of your creation. You established the stars. You put them in place. Lord, they don't wander around. You don't wander wondering what's happening or being fretful because of things that you didn't see. No, you know all things. And that, Lord, you're unchanging, and you always were, always will be, and always are. So, Lord, thank you that we can have our confidence of knowing that you're always there when we come to you and that you hear our prayers. And so we ask your blessing on our time now. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So what does God want for you? I believe that Proverbs chapter 22 is clearly a statement that God says, this is what I want for you. And so we have to choose, do I want what God wants for me or do I want something else? So let's just jump in and start looking at it. We looked at it a couple of weeks ago with one verse, but let's go back, quickly review verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked about, you know, what does a good name mean? How do you get a good name? Well, you get a good name by the only one who is good, and the only one that is good is Jesus. And when we surrender to him and he comes into our lives, then we have a new identity. And the old is passed away. Behold the new. The new is the good person. It's Christ in us. And so the benefit of that is that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so that identifies us clearly as to who we are and what our priorities should be in life. That we're not pursuing after the things of the earth or the things of the world, but our pursuit is of the things of God. Verse 2. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is maker of them all. I so appreciate this, that there is no distinction that from God for mankind. He doesn't favor one person or above another. In fact, Galatians 3:28 says this, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise, and it's by faith. So we don't have races. We have a single race in this life. It's called the human race. Oh, yes, there are ethnicities throughout the world, and it's intended to be that way, but it's not races. No, we're all part of the human race, and so that's why we should treat our brothers, no matter who they are in terms of ethnicity, we should love them. They're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. He loves life. He's the giver of life. So too should we. Verse 3. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. So with your faith in Christ, he protects our lives by helping us to distinguish danger and avoid its path, to turn away from it. You know, one of the things that I think is so important for believers is taking a day to pray. When you're facing an important decision that you're going to make, especially financial decisions, because it seems like those are the ones where people, salespeople, want to get us worked up and into this high-pressure sales of you have to act now or, you know, the opportunity is going to go away. And so there's urgency, right? There's an urgency to buy now, buy, because you're not going to get this opportunity later. And that happens, I think, a lot, from cars to boats to RVs to timeshares, whatever. Act now. And so the way that we protect ourselves from making a poor decision that is more of an emotional decision is by saying, you know what? Thank you for the information. We're going to pray about it. And that's what we do. We wait. Things always look different in the morning, right? So without Christ, you're vulnerable to suffering harm that you could have avoided because you're vulnerable to the emotional upheaval, to the emotional impulses. But wait, don't be hasty. Trust in what God has for you. Verse 4. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord, it's riches and honor and life. Oh, the benefits from receiving what God has for you. Let me read it again. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. I can't think of anything that's better in all of life. Verse 5. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. The consequences to look forward to if you reject Jesus are thorns and snares, things that are going to continue to prick you and that will continue to if you will, trap you. That's what a snare does. It masks itself as something else, but when you're sucked into it, man, it's not letting go. And so you have to be freed from a snare. Well, that's what Jesus does, is he frees us from the snares of life. But when we're careful, when we're guarding our souls and our lives, we stay far from those crooked lives, from opportunity knocks, right? It sounds like it's too good to be true. Well, it usually is. So verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, I loved it when my kids were young, and I still do it with my son, Josh. But in particular with my son, Gabe, I remember when he was at a time period when I could start taking him with me on Saturday morning errands. And what I would do is I would make a list and I'd say, okay, we're going to go to this place, all the different places. And I would ask him, I said, okay, now you put together a plan. You put a plan together of how what our route's going to be, and make sure that you're trying to save money so that we're not going back and forth across town, but we're saving money and time, right? So he would do that. And it was so much fun, and we would talk about it along the way, and sometimes we'd make adjustments, which is just fine. But that's actually a life skill. To learn how to plan out your day, learn how to plan out your route. How do I do this where I accomplish more with less time or less cost? And so the first thing that we would always do is pray. Pray and ask the Lord to guide our steps. The second thing that we would do is to plan our course. And then the third thing that we would do is we would be open to being able to adjust our plan, because we don't know what all is before us. And the fourth thing is to learn from our mistakes. And finally, the last one was for me, and I totally enjoyed this, because I would take Gabe or I take Josh, as the case may be, and we go to Arctic Circle and I reward them. And I spend time with them, sitting down, affirming how much they meant to me and how well they did during the day. What an opportunity for time to be well spent, affirming my sons, affirming their choices, and continuing to be able to speak into their lives. Verse 7, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Wisdom to following borrowing money or becoming obligated to anyone other than the Lord. So be careful. Verse 8, whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of his fury will fail. So be careful not to take advantage of others, especially if they're naive, because it will come back to bite you. God's looking out after them. Verse 9, whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Can I just encourage you? Be generous in life. You know, the dollars that we spend, I think, to bless others that are in need go a long, long ways. So, hey, we're going to pull up right there, and then we'll continue on to verse 10 next week. But God bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Man, God has things specific for your life. And so my hope is that you want what God wants for you. And what he really wants for you is he wants him. He wants him for you. Because when we follow him, it's amazing how life changes, even in the midst of challenges. So God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.